If I imagine myself as Ms. Harris, there are a couple things I may have done to respond to Sam's acting out behavior, some of which overlap with what Ms. Harris did. First, there are some things to avoid. I would avoid the public callouts and the power struggle. Any interactions I'd have with Sam in this situation would be private and one-on-one. But again, Sam's behavior has reached the peak. We have high intensity behavior here, explicit language, throwing things. That is when it's important to just back off altogether and provide space. Another thing to avoid is criticism, even if it's just implied. What is going on with you sounds a lot like what is wrong with you to a student who's stressed and emotional is going to hear that instead. Things that we might do as teachers in this situation, like Ms. Harris, use that calm voice, quietly reiterating expectations for the class, and also just watching really carefully. And I think Ms. Harris was doing this. Other things I would do, and these are more preventive in nature. If you work with students whose behavior escalates, like Ms. Harris does, it's wise to practice self-regulation techniques to prepare for that. This is where mindfulness practice can be helpful, breathing exercises, so that Ms. Harris or me, if I'm in this situation, can recruit those skills if I need to calm myself, because I, as a teacher, am probably getting dysregulated right along with the student. Also, it's a good idea to have some language prepared for the event of an outburst like this. Having to think of what to say to the class in the moment just kind of decreases the likelihood we get it right. So preparing language in advance not only makes it more likely we get it right, it sort of decreases your working memory load so that you can pay attention to other things and really prioritize safety, which is key at the peak.